Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, I was just disconnected by accident. It's 251-400-06-1096.
Sorry, so you said 2511. What was the next four after that?
4201.
Were you speaking with somebody already or no?
Yeah, I was.
Who were you speaking with?
I have no idea. We were just, we went through the reservation number, my name, and then I accidentally, we got cut off.
Okay, I'll take care of you. Let me see. Let me pull up your thing. Is this Kai Hospitality?
Yes.
Is it Kai or is it C-A-I?
C-A-I or Kai, it's fine.
Okay. So make sure I get it right. Okay. And to whom am I speaking?
Melissa Minhadas.
Melissa. Can you, is it M-E-L-I-S-S-A?
Yes.
Can you spell your last name for me?
M-I-N-J-A-R-E-S.
J-E-S?
J-A-R-E-S.
J-A-R-E-S. Oh, gotcha, gotcha. And what's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected again?
It is 713-539-463.
You cut out 53.
532.
Uh-huh.
9463.
9463, thank you. Thanks for your patience.
No worries.
Let me just confirm some other information with you really quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or anything. So I have your billing address as 10001 Westheimer Road, Suite 2695?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's Houston 77042, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. And do you guys have a website?
Yes.
What's the website?
CentropolisCityOfWine.com, but I'm rebuilding a new one now.
Okay.
I don't know if the host is still up or not.
Okay, no problem. So you said CentropolisCityOfWine.com?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your email address, Melissa?
It is Melissa. It's M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
M-I-N-J-A-R-E-S, the number one, at gmail.com.
Okay, cool. Okay, and are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Yes. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship, S-Corp, LLC?
LLC.
LLC, very cool. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
I've been in business here since September, and the business has been in business for 8 years.
For 8 years. So you purchased a stake in the business in September?
I purchased the business in December.
December, this past December?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah, if you want to let me know what kind of questions you have, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
Okay, first thing is, you know, I do have really bad credit right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would get approved, so I don't want to, like, waste our time if that's going to be an issue.
So right off the bat, we have programs that are not weighted as much on your credit. We still have to look at your credit because there's some people that we're, like, legally not allowed to lend to if they have certain things on their credit. But the programs that we offer, the working capital programs, they're cash flow based. So as long as you have a business that can support the cash flow, you know, paying the note on the loan, we can qualify you. So, I mean, just to be frank with you, a lot of business owners don't have good credit. I mean, because you know, as the season comes and goes, you know, you get really busy, things are going really great, your credit's better, and then during slow season, you might have to borrow more money, your credit's going to go down. So, I mean, we understand that sort of thing. So that's kind of like what these programs are designed around. How would you rate your credit? Is it like in the 500s, 600s, 400s?
It's like 400s. It's like high, like 494. And then one person told me it was like 517.
Okay, cool. Probably just depends on the credit bureau that they're looking at, huh?
Yep.
Okay. So how much are you looking for?
Whatever you can give me, because I right now I'm sinking.
Okay. What's the problem that you're experiencing? Are you just kind of getting behind on bills, or did you take on too many projects at once, or?
And I have a large project going on, and I'm trying to pay off all my taxes. So I have my taxes, I'm trying to catch up, and I'm behind in my rent because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're okay with it because they know I always pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a major project going on where we're putting in the kitchen, and right now, like, with me having to pay the architects and the engineers, and then I still have my staff and inventory, it's becoming a lot. It's becoming very weighted.
So you have customers, like, you have business, you're just running into cash flow issues. I see. So this kitchen project, when does this project finish?
We should be done early next year, and we haven't really, really started. Like, right now I'm paying for, professional fees. That's what's coming out of my pocket right now, and my taxes. So I'm catching up on my sales tax so that I can get my liquor license in, because they won't release it until that's caught up. And so I have that going on, and then I have to bring in people to do the demo, and then I should have my permit by December, early November, December, and then that's when we get started on the project.
Gotcha. So you mentioned liquor license. Are you guys in like the restaurant industry, or what do you? I'm sorry.
Restaurant industry.
Gotcha. Okay. So this kitchen project. So you're just renovating your kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Down. Like I already discussed that with the landlord. We're not going to shut down. We're going to piece it off. So we'll do front half first, or back half first, and then we'll do front. You know what I mean? We're going to flippy flop it.
Okay. Cool. Cool. So you won't have to shut down for a period of time or anything like that at all.
You just
have to operate skinny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, how much do you owe on your taxes?
I owe about, I caught up like 9,000.
$9,000, okay. And is that a tax lien on your credit, or is that not there yet?
No, it's not there yet. I'm trying to avoid it, so I keep everything I'm making right now and throwing it at them.
Perfect. And then what do you owe on your rent right now?
I owe $12,000.
$12,000. Okay. What's your monthly rent? Was that like a few months or something, the $12,000?
Yeah, that's 2 months, $6,500.
Okay. $6,500 a month. Okay. So what did you guys do in sales last year? I know you weren't there the whole year. You came in at the very end, but do you recall, like, from the tax return, the top-line revenue for 2015?
I think they did, like, $385,
okay. And do you know if that was, like, up over the year before? Were they, like, growing, or?
They were up more. It was, like, at $450.
Okay.
And this year, since I've taken it, it's slowed down because of everything that I'm trying to do. So I'm, like, condensing the inventory.
Yeah.
Made the staff smaller. And it's things that I have to sacrifice. I have to do, you know, to do what I want to do.
Yeah. So you've already been cutting expenses and you're still experiencing.
Yeah.
Is it this kitchen project, you think, that's mostly kind of put you behind? Or it's just a mixture of things? And I mean, it sounds like a lot of things happen at once, right?
Yeah, I believe, and I don't think it's the kitchen thing. I think, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, so everything that I had when I came into the company, when I bought it, I gave it my all, and I should have, like, been financially smarter than that and at least left some for myself, you know, so that I could pay off bills in case bad times happen like this. And, you know, and I have 20 years New York experience in the business, and I didn't know summer in Houston slowed down, and it slowed down tremendously. It was like we were doing like 20,000, and normally we would do like 30,000, 35,000 a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Gotcha.
So I think because of everything, all the projects going on, the major project that's going on, and then, you know, and the taxes and the rent, and just like trying to get everything together at once I just see it as a cash flow issue.
Right.
You know, I'm not producing like I should be doing, like, you know, right now, and it's a little bit hard.
Right. My, just to give you some initial feedback, my impression is that you're extremely competent in what you do. It's just that you're still, like, you're new, like you said, you're new to that area, that culture, that demographic, you know, so it's learning experience, you know, so.
Yeah.
So you said you're from New York?
Yep.
Cool. And you pretty much always worked in like restaurant management?
Yeah, 20 years.
That's awesome. It's a lot of fun, right? But it's so much work. Like the restaurant owners I speak to, they work like crazy hours, like 60, 70 hours a week, sometimes even more. It's insane. I don't get it.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle, right?
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. So what sparked the kitchen renovation? Was it just really old, or did you have like certain like special ovens you were adding to, you know, cook the food faster, or I don't know, what was there like a purpose behind it?
Well, when I bought the place, you know, I bought it because of based on just seeing the potential in the place. And they only served wine and beer here, and I was like, wow, they added a kitchen because where I'm in, with the shopping center I'm in, I'm surrounded by all the G&E companies. All the engineers, all the big execs are in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really big lunch crowd, and there's only three restaurants in this shopping center, and with all these corporate buildings surrounding us. And not only that, we have the Marriott residence where they all come and stay, like they're coming in from Scotland, Norway, like all these people, and I'm missing out on that crowd. So when I saw that, I was just like, and I would be here at like 10, 11, 12 in the afternoon, and it's crowded, this parking lot's crowded, and I'm not getting any of that cash flow.
She saw an opportunity there.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, let's put a kitchen in, because no one wants to drink, especially in Texas, and not be able to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, I'm done.
Yeah, so did they take away the liquor license, or because you mentioned that they only did wine and beer first, or?
They did wine and beer, so right now I'm still operating under the previous owner's license.
Okay, I get it.
And I'm waiting for mine to come in, and the only way I can get in is if my taxes are completed.
Gotcha. So you serve wine and beer, you're trying to be able to serve liquor. Did you start serving food already, or is that you have to finish the kitchen project first?
Project. The only thing I'm serving right now is meat and cheese platters.
Gotcha. Okay. So typically you would do 35K a month. Lately it's been 20K. What do you think you can do per month once you have this kitchen finished?
I think I can blow it. I think I can do at least 40,000, and definitely do the 35 again.
40, yeah. 40. And that sounds like a worst case scenario, like, forecast, right? I mean, sounds like there's so much potential business over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's been business 8 years. Sorry, just looking at a couple things here. So it sounds like there's a pretty high urgency. You want to get this done as soon as possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm tight.
For sure.
My landlord's like, I have to get the rent paid by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good with it, and she's waited 2 months, and I'm like, okay, she goes, I can't keep letting you operate because her boss is getting pissed, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and she knows that I'm putting out money to all these other things, and, you know, so she's trying to, like, push it aside and act like she doesn't see it, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I'm just scared of losing my company, and, you know, my taxes aren't up, and the one taxes puts a lien on you, that's it, you know what I mean?
Right. It gets harder and harder to deal with the deeper the hole gets, basically. So I have some other stuff going on, some other accounts, but I don't have anything as urgent as this. So I just wanted to tell you right off the bat, I'm going to put this at the highest of my priorities, just given the special circumstances. Let me just finish up this preliminary stuff that I'm looking at, though. When did you start looking for financing? Did you just start looking recently, or have you kind of been looking for a while?
For a while, and I've been denied a lot. That's why I asked you about my credit.
Yeah, so you probably went to your bank, right? The bank that you bank with your company?
Yeah, I went to my bank, and I called a few other companies, and they're like, sorry, we can't help you because of your credit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one company I did have history with, and they said, you have great history, the agent that I always deal with, like, you have really great history, you shouldn't have a problem. The compliance team was like, no, I'm sorry, we can't because of your credit.
Yeah, cool. So we can help you. I'm optimistic about this. Obviously, I can't guarantee anything, but I have seen businesses actually in worse situation than yours. and we'll approve them. Sometimes we might not get you the amount that you need right off the bat or the amount that you want. I like that you approached it like, look, anything will help me right now. So I'm sure you have, like, what's the highest priority? Is it the taxes or is it the rent?
Both are my highest priority. But if you can only give me half and I can split it in half.
It'll buy you some time, right?
Buys me time, right?
Yeah, sometimes what we can do is we'll lend you like a smaller amount, and then in a few months or even in like 1 month, we'll say, okay, cool, you made all your payments on time, we can offer you some more money. So sometimes that's like the scenario, just to give you a heads up. But yeah, I'm gonna fight to get you the most possible, because I think they're like, I'm on the same page as you. It sounds like there is a huge opportunity there to grow your business. And sometimes from these challenges, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, you end up better off than you were in the first place, and you're learning a lot, you know? You're learning a lot about the demographics. Obviously, you've been doing this for a long time, so like I said, I 100% believe in you that you're competent in what you're doing. It's just cash flow. Cash flow, that's it.
I
get it.
Because if I had a deeper pocket, it would just be so much better.
Yeah.
You're right, you know, I'm learning. I'm learning a lot of things that I probably wouldn't want to learn a couple years later, you know, after things are going
well. Right. And what successful business hasn't struggled before? The answer is zero. You know, like, it's very normal. So the point thing is that you're fighting and you're not giving up. So,
right.
So do you have a line of credit with your bank that you use for this? No, okay.
Because I have a really great banker, and she's like, look, you know, once you get your credit, we can get you a line of credit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, and then my mom has really good credit, and she's like, well, just add me to, you know, your certificate of formation. I'm just I don't know.
You don't want to put her in that situation.
It's about mixing family with business, you know what I mean?
It's a very smart thing.
Yeah.
It's a very smart thing. I've helped people before where they're like, no, you know what, it's too expensive, I'm just going to borrow money from my brother. I'm like, look, man, that's honestly the last thing you want to do, because you don't want to get your brother involved in something that potentially could go downhill. Obviously, that's, you were thinking worst case scenario, but no, you can't, I mean, it's risky, that's the thing. It could go really good or it could go really bad. So, who do you bank with?
Bank with Chase.
Chase, okay. Do you have any working capital loans out right now, or have you used working capital financing in the past?
I have in the past, and I had it with Biz to Credit.
Yeah.
They were the ones, like I said, the agent's great. He was like, look, you know, you shouldn't have a problem because you have really great history with us. You know, you paid it off, we were good.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, the compliance team, they were like, no, her credit's just way too low, we can't do it. Because when I was with them, I was like at almost 600. You know what I mean? And like I said,
yeah.
I was not prepared for a bad
stuff. Yeah.
And out here, it's bad for us.
Right. So I am familiar with Biz to Credit. They're a great company. We've been around a lot longer, though. We've been doing this for 14 years, so we have a lot more resources. So we have just a bigger variety of programs. So we do lend to credit tiers, you know, all over the place, from great credit to bad credit. Like I said, we care mostly that you're going to be able to pay the loan. As long as you have cash flow,
right?
We want to help you. So as long as there's an opportunity there, we want to help you. Do you have a plan B? Like if we, you know, if this doesn't go through or we can't get you what you're looking for, do you have any other backup plans or anything like that? Or just going to kind of sweat it out?
Envelopes that I found with loan. So I'm probably going to call every one of them. And then
cool.
I would call small business because I'm scared of losing my company, you know,
yeah.
And just giving up.
Yeah, so you got to do what you got to do.
I'm going to call them. And then I do have two other people that I could ask for money. I just don't want to ask people for, you know, I hate asking people for money.
Right.
Peer to peer.
Right, I get it.
I know them, you know.
Right. So you said you don't owe anything to Biz to Credit right now, right?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay. So that's cool. You had a good experience. What did you? How much did you borrow? Do you remember?
It was $17,000.
17K. And was that over like 6 months or something?
It was short term. It was like 4 months, I think.
4 months, okay. Okay, cool. So just to tell you a little bit about the process, I'm going to email you a one-page credit application, and then we also need 6 months of your previous business bank statements, as well as your 2015 tax return. Do you guys have your 2015 taxes completed already?
No, I didn't, because I purchased in December, so I was a successor.
Okay, so they never, before you got there though, did they finish the 2015 taxes, or you guys get like an extension for that, or?
No, they finished it. The other company.
Okay, cool. But you have access to the tax return, right? Like with from your accountants or something?
I have to find out. I have to see if I have it in my file.
Okay, cool. Typically, you could just call your accountant as well, and they can just get it to you if you can't find it. But if you wanted to just send me the app to get started, and the bank statements, and then you can get me the tax return later. Because like I said, I understand it's very time sensitive. So if we can start working on it, even if we don't have the complete application package, we can do that. So yeah, typically once we have everything, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time as far as getting you an approval or getting you an answer at least. And then typically we can fund within 24 hours after that. So if everything goes smoothly, I would say we can have you funded. Best case scenario, like mid next week, possibly early next week. But it really depends. Like, if you can get that stuff back to me today, I'll get this done for you. But yeah, I'm going to email that to you right now. Feel free to get the application back to me and the bank statements, and then you can work on getting the tax return. We can also use 2014 tax return if for some reason you can't find 2015. So just to be clear, they filed 2015 taxes, right? You're just not sure if you... Okay, cool. Okay. Trying to make sure I covered everything. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. Okay.
If I don't get approved, where else could I go?
If we can't get you approved, I honestly wouldn't be that optimistic about other lenders approving you, just because, like I said, we've been doing this for a long time. There's a ton, like you mentioned, you get stuff in the mail. To be honest with you, a lot of the companies that send these out are pretty new in the industry, like 6 months to 2 years. So I don't know. I mean, there might be other people out there. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Call all of them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say don't, you know, that you won't be able to find answers anywhere. Definitely call all of them if we can help you. But like I said, we have a lot of resources. We've been doing this for a long time. We have a wide variety of programs. We have programs for people with great credit, people with bad credit, and kind of everything in between. So I'm optimistic, in other words, that we can help you. I'm going to send you an email right now, Melissa. And then feel free to get it back to me as soon as you can, and I'll get it processed right away. Do you want to take my number, or, I mean, you're going to have it in the email either way.
Go ahead.
It's 858-779-0931.
Her name again, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's Julian Martinez. It's Julian. Okay, Melissa, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone? Okay, give me a call if anything comes up. That's my direct line, so it'll go directly to me.
All right, thank you, Julian.
My pleasure, Melissa. We'll talk soon. Okay. Bye-bye.